106.6.
Great radio for the community, from the community.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Broadcasting live from the heart of North Manchester.
106.6.
Online and on 106.6, this is North Manchester FM.
The Nubian Times, Manchester's number one BME multimedia publication, has launched their exclusive business directory and networking forum. To join the Nubian Times Business and Networking Forum, which includes your business listing, 6 months classified, 12 months subscription, and 10% of all events in 2014. Call us on 0161 408 4116 or email info@thenubiantimes.com. Bad news sells,
good news inspires.
Lunchbox on North Manchester FM.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
106.6.
Sounds good to me.
This somebody at the door.
Oh, this somebody at the door. Oh, this somebody at the door. Oh, this somebody at the door.
That's right, folks, there is somebody at the door, and today at the door, in the studio, live in the studio at North Manchester FM, we have Councillor Pat Carney. Welcome to North Manchester FM.
It's great to be here. I've been here once or twice over the years, but it's fantastic. Thank you for inviting me. I didn't know you'd do this new show, and it's great to engage with people in North Manchester.
I think it's important that the people can be accessible to the councillor, isn't it, Pat?
Very much so. You know, I was brought up in North Manchester, went to school at Mount Carmel, and lived in Factory Lane, Harper Hay, for quite a while, and now I live in town, but a lot of my family live in North Manchester, live in Harper Hay and Blakely, so I'm up here 3-4 times a week.
That's good. So what have we got coming off in Manchester then, Pat, do you know, over the next few weeks?
In town, they're just putting the marquees up at the moment, and the woman on the reception desk downstairs was just asking me about it. It's the big jazz festival for 10 days, so if you're into jazz or music like jazz, it's in Albert Square for 10 days. I've just seen all the marquees going up this morning. We're having a meeting tomorrow night, and I'm going to put the idea of bringing back Mostyn Day. We did it a few years ago. We had a huge parade on Mostyn Lane, and in fact, that parade on Mostyn Lane gave me the idea for Manchester Day. So Mostyn did it first. It was great. We did it for 2 years, and then we had a bit of problem with finances, so we've got to find some sponsors. But that gave birth to Manchester Day, which this year was just sensational, fantastic.
And have we still got the Christmas markets planned for this year?
Yeah, all the Christmas markets, believe it or not. I had a meeting about 3 weeks ago to look at all the Christmas arrangements. You have to plan ahead.
Yeah.
So all the markets, everyone on the markets have put down, before they left last year, particularly all the German traders, they put down to come back this year. So we're actually full up on the markets. Last year, if people went down to Albert Square, we went up 2 floors. We run out of floor space, so we went up. We built a floor up, and so we'll probably have to do that again. They're so popular.
I used to work the events industry, and I used to love working the Christmas markets. It was great.
Oh, I love it. And I love the... I'm a big Christmas person. I love the switch on. All the thousands of kids that come in. And I tend to choose the performers. What I do is we have 4 kids in North Manchester, 2 carnies and 2 of their friends, and I test out on them the performers, and if they say they're right, we book them for Christmas.
So it's a bit like the X Factor then, isn't it?
Yes.
So you've got to get 2 or 3 yeses and then they're in.
Exactly. They're the age group that we they're from 7 to 13, which is the age group, mixture of boys and girls, and that's the age group. And we try it out on them, and they've been really good. Like 2 years ago, I mentioned Tinchy Strider to them. I've never heard of Tinchy Strider. I thought he was from Los Angeles. And they said, yeah. So they go with it. I can tell right away if they know the person and they're going to be popular.
That's good. I mean, it's a good system to have, I suppose.
Yeah, well,
isn't
I couldn't
it?
Choose them. I'd be choosing, Beam Crosby and ABBA and all them lot.
Well, that's like me when I'm in here trying to find music to play, you know. anything that it's got to be over 10 years old, you know, for me to know what it is.
Oh yeah, I mean, I when I was a teenager, I swore to myself that I'd watch Top of the Pops every week. I mean, I know Top of the Pops is gone now, and but when even before it went, I couldn't follow any of it. I couldn't follow any of it. And it's funny when you're a teenager, you think you're going to keep up, but it's impossible to keep up. I have no idea what's going on.
I watch The Chase now and again, you know, on ITV.
Yeah,
and I see they refer back to her as Frosty Nick, as you know, the governess.
Yeah,
and she's really on the ball, you know, yeah. with music. There's yeah. not a question or a bit of music yeah. that she can't answer a question on.
Yeah,
can be from right now, right back.
Really?
You know, it's astonishing, really.
Well, that's amazing. But what I've noticed though with kids these days is that some of them are into, you could say, like some of them are into the Beatles and then into the very latest kind of house music that comes out. So there's a bigger variety than when I was a kid. Much bigger variety.
Oh yeah, and the Beatles, like you say, I mean, that's on. Mm. There's not a kid I don't know that's not got a Beatles track
I know,
on
amazing.
Their iPod.
Amazing. I just love the Beatles.
Pat, we've had a couple of questions come in by
yeah.
text. We've had one from our good friend Bernard. He's a fan of the show.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he says, "Hi, Mr. LB." That's Mr. Lunchbox, by the way, because this is the show name Lunchbox.
Right.
"Can you ask Pat Carney if there are any further plans to help the shopping area of M9?
Now, what does he mean? Where does Bernard live? Do we know?
He lives around the M9 area, and
Manchester 9 is Harpay Blakely. I wonder if he's talking about the North City Shopping Centre, which we are working with the owners there, Haribo, to try and improve the shopping centre. I mean, it is pretty good. Most of the shops are full on there, and it's good value, and we're working. But if he's got a particular problem, drop me a note at the town hall. If he's got a computer, obviously, you go online, and you'll find my email on the council website. Otherwise, drop me a letter at the town hall, and I'll go into whatever the specific shopping thing. But anyone's got any ideas about improving shopping in North Manchester, I'm really up for that.
That's cool. It's good to... to hear. I think it's the downturn in business due to Tesco that he was going to say.
Oh,
you know, because
right.
Tesco's opened up there and you've got that shopping strip at the front.
Yeah.
Now, it's alleged that Tesco's taking over what was formerly the public house that was there.
Right.
They're putting a Tesco Metro store there or something.
I don't know about that, because one of the things, I would know everything about Harpay and Colliers, but when you go into, you know, higher in Blakely,
yeah.
I wouldn't know. I'd have to ask the local councillors in that area. But if he drops me a note, I will make sure that I check that out for him. But some of the stuff that may come up today, I'd have to ask the local councillors for Blakely.
Right.
I do Harpay and Colliers.
Harpay and Colliers. Are they doing Colliers stuff, aren't they? Are they knocking half of it down?
No. They've just done all the village up, and they've done Eggington Street up, where the estate there where I was brought up. They've just windproofed all the houses and done a really good job. And we're going to do improvements on the layout. So it's great in Colliers, because you only live about 5-6 bus stops from town. So I loved when I lived in Colliers when I was a teenager, because I used to go out in town and walk. I used to walk home when I couldn't afford the taxis.
There you go, a little bit of Pat's youth there, when he used to go out in town, eh? It can be quite expensive now to go out in town, can't it?
It can. I mean, I don't remember. And that's one of the problems that we've got, because what happens is people buy a lot of drink in the supermarkets, have a lot of drink before they come into town, and then stock up in town. And so we have one or two problems with that. But it goes on in every city now in that way. So it's not an easy one. And I don't remember... God, this is getting like memory lane. You'll have to stop me. I don't remember shorts. I mean, when we went out, or when preparing to go out, I wasn't drinking any shorts or anything like that. I mean, most of the time I would drink lager and Guinness, so that's all I'd ever drink. I wouldn't drink spirits. What I was seen as spirits. Well, first couldn't afford it, but now, I mean, you know, my nephews and nieces, they all drink shorts before they go into town.
Someone's tweeted here, Christmas markets are great. They can't wait, especially the chocolate theme, the chocolate there, sorry.
Mm.
And that's from Mark in Manchester.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I had a meeting about the Christmas events 2 weeks ago. We have to plan all ahead. Everybody's booked up to come back on the markets. They're actually booked up for 2 years to come back on the markets. I hope he might be talking about the chocolate fruit thing. I love that. They dip all the... bits of fruit into the chocolate and then you eat it. It's really, really nice.
It's
the
chocolate fountains, isn't it?
Yeah, the chocolate fountain as well. But then
why don't the council put cho- chocolate inside their fountains, and it'd just be Christmas every day, wouldn't it?
It could be. it would be, yeah. Anything like that would be good. And then we have the switch on, which I love. I'm usually involved in the switch on, and